Well, I'm so glad I get to be with you and share just a quick devotion this week and next week. Due to everything being back online, and I know we've been doing these things online through here in Connection, we're videoing this back-to-back, so this is going to kind of be like a two-part series, if you will, on this. But thank you for tuning in, and we're going to get right to it, and just hope you're well, and know that you were loved, the staff loves you, we're praying for you. If we can do anything for you, reach out to us, because we're here to answer any of your questions, just to love you, to pray with you, whatever we need to do. Like some of y'all out there, this has been, you know, probably a trying couple of weeks for me, and I know there's so much going on in people's lives. For me, I lost a good friend of mine's father died last Sunday of COVID-19. Grew up with this friend of mine, graduated, and we're still real close today, and he lost his dad and loved the guy, just the super, super guy. So, you know, it's kind of, my heart's been a little bit heavy, and again, just all that's going on still with the pandemic and a lot of the unrest that, you know, we've addressed over the weeks. Still, though, I just have this peace inside of me of knowing the truth that God is on his throne and nothing is taking him by surprise, and that he is still in control and loving us and with us in that moment. And one of the things he's saying to me is, Will, go deeper. Go deeper. Keep leaning into me. Keep praying. Keep studying. Keep looking to me. Fix your eyes on me. Keep trusting me. Keep renewing your mind every single day. And that's something that I want to talk to us about today a little bit more, is delighting ourselves in the Lord. I meant to bring my earbuds. I so love what Charlie said last week, and if you missed it, please go back and tune in. I loved his analogy of the headphones, because I love listening to music with headphones as well. And he gave you a demonstration of what it sounds like with just treble, what it sounds like with just bass. And I love that, because when I put them on and I kind of shut out everything, I hear the whole picture of the music. And what I'm going for is the experience, the pan, the strums of the guitar, the rhythm. I'm listening to how, if there's a keyboard, how it rises, how it falls, how the vocals are mixed. And it's the whole experience. And what God is calling us into is an experience to know him. And not only to just know him, but to make him known. Before hanging out in Starkville so much and discovering great places like 929 or Strange Brew, my go-to place was Starbucks coffee. Even when I'm traveling now, I've got the Starbucks app. If I want some coffee, I just find out the nearest Starbucks, and if it's somewhere along my path, that is what I go to. They're all about experience. They even have their own language, and their own lingo, the tall, the grande, the venti, the skinny, the extra hot, the upside down, the 140 degrees, double blended, wet, dry, no whip, non-fat, decaf, half-calf, single, double, triple, quad shot, whatever flavor of syrup and coffee you could possibly want, they have, and it's pretty awesome. Their mission statement is simply this: to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. You can go to their website, learn all about their history and their ethical practices or desire for ethical practices and things like that. Their CEO that kind of brought them to where they were was a guy named Howard Schultz, and he was replaced by Kevin Johnson. Kevin Johnson resides at the mothership at 2401 Utah Avenue, Seattle, Washington. I can tell you a lot about Starbucks because I like Starbucks. The same thing about God. We can tell each other a lot of information about God. But just like Howard Schultz and now Kevin Johnson, they're not really interested in the information we know about the company. What they are interested in is that sip. They are interested in us experiencing that cup of coffee and enjoying it. And the same is true with God. It's more than just knowledge. The verse of Scripture, Psalm 34:8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." When we're dealing with our relationship with God, it's crucial to know and understand that there is a God-sized gap between information and experience. It's crucial to us to know that there's a God-side gap between our activity for God and intimacy with God. See, we can have all the knowledge, we can have all of the activity, and still miss who He is, His purpose for us, if we don't spend time with Him, if we don't immerse ourselves into His Word, if we don't experience and taste and see that He is good. You and I, we were created for God, by God, to have a living, active, dynamic relationship with Him, to be known by Him, and to live eternally with Him. And out of that is our purpose, and our purpose is to love those around us and to tell them about the gospel. And we've been given this amazing invitation to come, to taste, to experience, to make it our life, and to see that no matter where we are, no matter what's going on, the Lord is good. It's more than knowledge. It is an encounter. And this invitation to taste and see that He is good has been personally hand-delivered to you, to me, and the whole world through Jesus Christ, who sacrificed on the cross for our sins, made a way for us to walk intimately with the Father. I don't know where you are. I pray that that stirs your heart. I pray that if you've never moved from just the knowledge about Him to experience, that even today you'll begin to take that step. And as it says in Matthew 22, verse 37, that we would love the Lord, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all our soul, and with all of our mind. That is what we were created for, to know Him, to experience Him, to live on purpose with Him, and to touch lives with the truth of His gospel. Whatever you're going through today, He is near. I thank You so much for tuning in. I want to pray for us now. Lord, just, I pray that You are stirring a desire in each of us to taste, to experience how good that You are, to take that next step, to not just have that mind knowledge, but Lord, to have not just the treble, not just the bass experience, but the whole mix, Lord, to see the whole picture and to see our lives in the whole picture, and that You sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, that if we just receive Him into our life, Lord, we are made new, we are forgiven, and we have a call to walk with You daily, and there's joy in that and purpose in that, and there's nothing that we experience or go through that You're not with us. Thank You for everybody watching today. Thank You for their families, God, and I pray every single need they have, You will meet. Glory to You, Father. We love You. Amen.